This is KCUR 89.3. When it comes to caring for Medicaid patients in Kansas, one thing is key for providers: getting paid. But since the state privatized its Medicaid program, getting paid has been a more difficult process. KCUR's Jim McLean has the story.
Kansas was way out in front of just about every other state in 2013 when it fully privatized its Medicaid program and renamed it CanCare.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Mosier, Secretary of Health and Environment in Kansas. If you receive Medicaid services in our
state, the switch to managed care was one of the first big policy changes made by Governor Sam Brownback. He and then KDHE Secretary Bob Mosier said it would both improve care and lower costs.
CanCare is a great new program. It will ensure that you still get the medical care you need, and it will also help the state keep Medicaid costs down. You'll automatically...
CanCare hasn't reduced Medicaid costs, but it has slowed their rate of increase. And that, Brownback says, is proof that it's working.
We've seen more Kansans served than ever before, steadier improving health outcomes for beneficiaries, and dramatic cost savings to taxpayers in the amount of nearly $1.4 billion.
But Kansas healthcare providers have a decidedly different take. They say the managed care companies aren't saving money, they're cutting costs. And those are two very different things, says Tom Bell, the president of the Kansas Hospital Association.
If you would make that statement to a healthcare provider, CanCare has met its cost-cutting goals, hasn't it? The provider would say, they might have, but I can tell you how they did it, and that is by not paying me on time or not paying me at all.
Hi there. I'm Dr. Cooley. How may I help you guys?
Well, sister has mono, so we need to see if maybe...
More than a third of the kids that pediatrician Dennis Cooley sees in his Topeka office are on CanCare. And he says dealing with three managed care companies, each with its own set of rules, has made caring for those patients harder than it used to be under the old system.
It's a struggle for certainly for our staff. Some of the problems include things like prior authorizations. I've had nurses who have sat on hold for 2 hours waiting for just to get somebody to respond to them.
Hospitals are also complaining about increased red tape. Bob Feinoff is a vice president at Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City, where one of every five patients is on CanCare.
Unfortunately, it has gotten to a point where we have to start asking ourselves, how long can you continue to provide the breadth and depth of services to CanCare without adequate reimbursement, especially when you layer on top of that extreme administrative burden?
Some lawmakers have had enough. They're tired of hearing complaints from doctors and hospital administrators in their districts. So they're working on a bill that would force the managed care organizations to standardize some of their business practices. It would also establish an independent review process to settle disputed claims. Senator Barbara Bollier, a Mission Hills Republican, is leading the charge.
We as legislators, it's our responsibility to supervise / police administrative programs and make sure they're really doing what we need for our citizens, and if not, we need to make the changes.
The managed care companies and the Brownback administration don't want the proposed administrative fixes cemented into state law. They would rather tweak language in the CanCare contracts or in the rules and regulations written by the state agency that oversees the contracts. Brownback's budget director, Sean Sullivan, says lawmakers should set the bill aside and wait on the recommendations of a new task force formed by the administration.
Their goal is to spend the next several months working through the process of credentialing, billing, trying to look at what can be more consistent between the three managed care companies and putting together an execution plan for how to make that happen.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion's adopted. One more.
But members of a Senate committee working on what some are calling the CanCare Fix Bill say they intend to continue their work. Senator Laura Kelly is a Topeka Democrat.
They've had opportunity after opportunity to enforce the regulations and the contractual arrangements that they had. They didn't do it, and so now I think it's time for us to take it over.
The CanCare Fix Bill is now out of committee and queued up for a vote on the floor of the Kansas Senate. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Jim McLean.
The Kansas News Service has broken down the challenges facing CanCare with regard to reimbursements and three other issues. You'll find information at kcur.org.